It is the 41st millennium. 10,000 years ago, the Emperor of Mankind launched the Great Crusade, reconquering the galaxy in humanity's name and establishing his interstellar imperium. However, those old days of might and glory are long gone. A civil war broke out between the Emperor and his favorite son, Horus, bringing mankind and the galaxy itself to the brink of destruction. And although the Imperium emerged victorious in the end, the damage it suffered was irreparable. Ever since then, humanity has become stagnant, slowly withering and decaying towards an inevitable end. Regardless, its power remains considerable. Millions of worlds, trillions of citizens, vast armies and navies, all held together by war. In this dark and distant future, they're nothing but war. Billions of souls hold the line day after day, fighting against the Emperor's enemies, the forces of chaos and their dark gods, the many races of alien invaders, and humanity itself. Every day, millions fall for his eternal glory. One of the most powerful force in the Imperium is the legendary Adeptus Astartes, the Emperor's own angels of death. To the common populace of the Imperium, they are known as the Space Marines. Once humans, now demigods of the battlefield. Genetically altered, with added organs and implants, raised and trained to be warriors who know no fear, no remorse, and no fatigue. Clad in majestic power armor, proudly bearing the markings of their chapters, they wield a deadly arsenal that even the darkest horrors lurking in the depths of the galaxy cannot stand against. 20 legions there once were. Out of these, small chapters gradually arose and disappeared, among them the direct descendant of the First Legion, the Dark Angels. Brave, proud, and unrelenting, they pursue their goals, whatever the cost may be. This is one of their stories.
I have been running prognostics, and you have arrived 10.5% earlier than expected.
Situation report. Are they truly awakening?
Indeed, Captain. The information leading to your arrival was not false. The energy spikes that have been disrupting our networks, their typical frequencies pulsing through this world's crust, it is most assuredly an awakening.
How come no one noticed anything over all those past centuries? A Necron tomb right beneath their feet.
How come one does not notice a malignant tumor growing in their own flesh, Captain? Symptoms may occur long after the onset of the disease.
How large is the dynasty?
Unknown at this point. However, by the grace of the Omnissiah, we have arrived in time. Awakening protocols are long and complicated, and this one is still in its early stages. They are yet vulnerable, Captain.
Our sensors have picked up signs of battle during our descent. The Imperial might seems to be on the move.
Indeed. Local Astra Militarum units have assumed defensive positions, and the Aeronautica Imperialis has been carrying out preventive strikes in the enemy rear. However, several regions are already beyond our reach, and our forces are slowly losing more ground, despite their best efforts. We must stop this cancer in its tracks, or face the inevitable.
Just tell us where you need me and my brother's priest. The Emperor will take care of the rest.
As I have said, Marine, we need to stop the growth from spreading. A surgical cut performed at the right place, at the right time.
And we are to be your scalpel.
Is there a better tool for this operation other than the Emperor's own angels of death? The great Astartes. Ah, Captain, my calculations are complete.
Destroying it.
Time. The pylons will be weakened, making strikes against them 85 to 92% more effective. The enemy's progress will be hindered, and there is a 12.3% chance of starting a chain reaction, which could spread to other energy nodes. This could delay or even halt the awakening protocols.
Very well. So, what is the catch, Priest?
The success probability is 22.2315%.
I have faced worse odds.
And this fact has been reflected in my calculations, Marine. I suggest a small strike team, composed of your very best. Are your men ready for such a task?
My brothers are sharper than a blade, priest. I will give you the courtesy of not doubting your calculations. You may return the favor by not doubting me and my brothers.
As you wish. If possible, your team should include a brother who communes with machine spirits. His experience will be invaluable when activating and delivering the nuclear warhead. One of your Thunderhawks would be the most effective mode of transportation. It will increase the chance of a successful insertion by 32%.
Very well.
The flight path crosses several locations with enemy forward positions. They know what they are protecting, Captain. Instruct your pilot to be prepared for evasive maneuvers, as he will be most assuredly fired upon. Several diversions will be created while you are en route. Success chance, 35.8%. And now, the critical point, Captain. Your machine must pierce through the upper layers of the crust in order to gain access to the tube containing the load. By his grace, the bedrock in this area has eroded over the past millennia, and underground water currents have created a cavernous network which can be navigated.
Daring.
Correction, Captain. Foolish. However, success is possible. 30.2%.
And what then, priest? When we reach the tomb?
Then it is up to you, Captain, and the Omnisire's will. Find the node. Destroy it. By the cog. Who knows what awaits you in that forsaken place?
Revenge.
Signs of contact.
Yet.
Can you catch something?
The space around us is enormous. My senses cannot reach its end. It is confusing. The tech priest was right. There is a web of strong energy currents here.
Enemies?
None in our vicinity, it seems.
Good. Focus on those currents and follow them to the node. Strike team to Thunderhawk. We move out. Set up here and hold this position. Emperor willing, we shall return soon.
Very well, Captain. The Emperor protects.
We move forward, brothers.
Dead in here. Almost like a tomb.
Huh.
What are they anyway?
In my long duty, I've met them only once, but I noted scraps of those who seem to have more experience. These I have analyzed. With this, and the knowledge provided by the Adeptus Mechanicus, I can only say this. Beware, brothers. The Necrons are a dark, cursed race. Ancient. It is the abomination of the machine, in the face of the Omnisire. The past of their empire is not exactly known to anyone.
Empire?
Oh yes, brother. Indications are that eons ago, the Necrons ruled vast swathes of our galaxy.
Sounds almost like a fairy tale to me. Can they be killed?
Everything can most likely be killed. Although their shells are preserved, despite millions of years in hibernation, they are not immortal.
And what awakens them?
I have no data on that answer.
And I thought you knew everything, Brother Gloriel.
Let's say, almost everything. Don't touch it.
What is it?
I don't know. But it's old. Ancient. And something tells me that it wants to be awakened. Copy that. Returning to formation.
I think I need a bigger bolter.
I am picking up strange signals.
Where?
Everywhere. They keep appearing and disappearing all around us. It makes no sense. Should I focus on them?
No. Keep following the path to the Nexus. Stay vigilant, my brothers. The enemy is watching.
Let them come!
Brothers!
Xenos. Is it all of them?
No.
The signals are fading. They are retreating.
Very well. We push forward. Move.
I like that shield. Huh?
What was that?
A bug. Just one. Wait! Another!
Run!
What?
There are always more. Move, quickly!
Running from a few bugs! Are you out of your mind? We will crush them!
This is a fight we can't win. It's too late. Mobile defense platform.
It may also be our salvation. Set up the warhead, brother. Guard the entrance. Strike team to Thunderhawk, do you hear me? Strike team to Thunderhawk. Come in.
Thunderhawk to Strike Team. The box is all scrambled. What is your status, Captain?
We are sitting on several megatons of Imperial Fury. Surrounded and unable to move.
Do you need reinforcements, Captain? I can send the brothers to aid you.
No. You will hold your position as ordered. I need you to relay a message to the cruiser.
Understood. I will try to circumvent the jamming. You may speak now.
Captain Remuel to the Lion's Claw. We are at the node. The secondary objective has been achieved. The primary objective is unreachable at this point. We are at an impasse. Stand by for further updates. Glory to the Lion. Remuel out.
I do not like this. I would rather face the enemy instead of blindly pressing a detonator.
Do not worry, brother.
You will get your share of fighting before this is over.
It is ready, Captain. But I must confess, I am puzzled. Logic dictates that destroying the node must be our primary objective. And yet, your words suggest that. Captain, I did not mean to.
It does not matter. The enemy has trapped us here, thinking we would not detonate the warhead while we are still here.
Negative, Captain. Available data suggests we have only encountered an automatic defense system, while the tomb itself is still dormant. The closing of the door was just an automatized process, not a deliberate intention to trap us. If I am not wrong, and I really am, I might be able to open it. Holy Omnissiah! This is incredible. The technology is ancient and yet incredible. Heresy! Be ready, my brothers!
Wait!
Are you inside? Inside their system?
Yes, Captain. It is so cold. No machine spirit. An endless sea of information. Every second is agony, Captain.
Lion's courage, brother. This information, what is it about?
Everything, Captain. They have been monitoring the planet and the surrounding void. Millennia of continuous data. The surface, the weather, the climate, the orbit, the warp anomalies.
That's it. Secure this data, brother. Download it.
What?
The data. We need it. It might be invaluable for the Imperium.
Captain, that would be against every code and creed. I cannot.
That is an order, Tekmarine. I will take full responsibility. And these brothers are my witnesses. The data, Tekmarine. Secure and download every piece of information for the past 10,000 years. Now! This was not my order, Gloriel.
It's not me. The system is reacting to my presence, surrounding me. The pressure, Captain! Awakening.
assault, brother.
No!
Fight harder!
Still fight.
Only in death does duty end. Download complete. Activating two platinum vulnerable safe field.
Strike team to Thunderhawk. Be ready. We're en route. Send a message to the Lion Squad. Primary objective achieved. Primary objective achieved. Brother, can you hear me?
He needs an apothecary.
No! I need a weapon! It's just a flesh wound.
I can try cauterizing your wounds.
Just help me stand up already.
Brothers, get back to the Thunderhawk, now! I will hold them.
I am the Knight of Caliban. I am the wrath of the Emperor himself.
And you shall know no fear, Rimmie.
Do you still have the data?
I do. On my second cogitator. It seems it is indeed very important.
It is invaluable.
To the Imperium?
Yes, to the Imperium. Get your team men back to the Thunderhawk. We will cover your move. Brothers of Deathwing, let's show our enemies the meaning of the fury of the fist!
Energy readings are changing.
Get me the Lion Claw.
Remiel.
Brother Librarian, thank you for your help.
Of course. You have obtained something very important, Remiel.
I hope so. Our brothers fell for it.
Our brothers fell for our redemption. And their glorious sacrifice will be remembered. I will personally place their names in our eternal halls.
Please, summon the inner circle, brother. This is another step in our path.
It really is, Remiel. Big step. Times are coming that will shake the Imperium and the galaxy itself. When we regain our honor and glory as the First Legion, I can feel it.
In that case, we must be prepared. Wait for my arrival at the Claw. But for now, I have unfinished business here.
Is that so? You never forget, brother.
Yes, and I never forgive. The fallen must repent, and my brothers will be avenged.